Yeah. I mean, what do you think? I look pretty good out there. I mean, I don't know. I felt like I was running pretty well. I feel like I'm all the way back. When I went to jump for the ball, I felt real good. I was like, okay, I haven't got that high in a long time. I actually kind of shot myself, really. So it felt good just to do that again and go out there and compete and no worries at all. Just felt like my old self.
Did you feel like a receiver on that play?
Yeah. You know what? But I dropped the ball, man. And once it touched your hand, you got to catch it as a receiver. So I'm pretty upset about that. But other than that,
it wasn't the hit that knocked
you. I should have caught it. I can't even make an excuse. I would like to say yeah, but no, I should have caught the ball.
How's the assimilation gone, learning the system and fitting in with the team?
Well, it's been great. I mean, my coaching staff have been doing a good job just making sure I know all the details. You know, even the rest of the players, just for little details I need. Somebody goes in the flat, you know, the coverage changes a little bit. So they just give me little reminders like, hey, I'm on the outside, you stay inside. And you know, when we can talk like that, it makes the team a lot better. And there's no misassignments, and everybody can go out there and make plays.
A couple of days after practice, I see you're the last guy out there working on stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get better. I mean, there's always ways you can improve yourself and improve your game, and that's all I try to do, just capitalize.
You're a guy. You've been around, you know, and I see you working on these little technique things and with the coaches.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to do that. I mean, if you want to be at the top of your game and stay at the top, at one point I was considered one of the elite players, and I just want to get back and stay on top of that elite status.
And is that a little screw that tightens up inside you to get back to that?
Oh, yeah.
How does that work on the motivation?
Oh, yeah, all day. I mean, when you go out there and work on your technique, sometimes, a lot of times your technique wins more than just your natural ability. So when I go out there to work on my technique, I'm actually trying to dominate in the game.
Have you ever measured your wingspan?
They did when I first came in the league, but I forgot what it is.
Extraordinary.
It is very long. They say I'm close to like 6'11", 7 foot or something with my arms straight up. So.
Can you buy shirts? Or?
it was hard for a long time. I mean, now I got a little bit of money. I can give me some custom clothes now.
You have a couple of camps to compare. How did this setting with about 10,000 people show up for a scrimmage?
This is very impressive. You know, I haven't seen this many fans my whole time in NFL, even with the Niners having the glory just being the Niners. I haven't seen this many fans out, and it's good to see all these guys out here supporting the team.
People talk about you and Lofo a lot, but what does Leroy Hill bring to this
team? Man, he's a great athlete. Now he has a lot of ability. He can run, he can tackle, he can jump. We just got to make sure that we just keep him in tune and make sure we keep him focused and work on it, because I have actually got him coming out and working on his technique more and more just so he can get better too. Because he has a lot of upside.
What type of player can he become in a few more years? Is there?
Oh, man, I'm trying to figure out who's a good comparison to him, but I mean, he's a rare athlete, you know. He can run. He really can run. I mean, he's surprised me how fast he is, and he can jump. He come down here and hit. I actually got some good pass rush moves. He just needs to tighten them up a little bit, and that's why I have him out here just working his technique so we can just beat him a lot easier than just trying to run past him and use his ability. He can just use his technique.
Thanks.
Oh, just you know, some clothes and stuff my guy sent to me. I don't like to pay for stuff.
No significant.
So. No. Freebies.
Now, the other day you go in, you work, you stay out the latest, and then you go in and you go and lift for like how long?
Just for like maybe like an hour, just to.
Between,
you know,
when you got double days, full contact, full pads.
Well, you know, you got to do that so you won't get hurt. That limits the injuries. I don't try to come out here just to look good in front of the camera or nothing like that. I just try to make sure I don't get any injuries. You don't want anything to keep you in the tub, you know, and just make the team status sort of go down when they expect you to go out there and perform.
Have you always pushed that hard, like between practices and after?
Yeah, always. I have to. I just wanted to be the best. I never wanted to be just known as he was an okay player. I wanted to be one of the best players to come out in the game and in my own frame. When Ray Lewis talking about, you know, I want to be known as the best linebacker. Well, I want to be known as the best athlete to ever play in the NFL, and that's what I try to come out here to do.
Do you skip lunch?
No, I got to eat.
Oh, you
got to
keep the weight up?
Yeah, I got to eat. I at least eat about a good 4 times.
I mean, your waist is like what?
Yeah, I have a real small leg. Yeah, about 36. Yeah. It's pretty small.
I'm good.
Thanks. No problem.